Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode number 9. Today we're reading chapter 9 of the novel and family drama Just Won't Stop by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Isaiah 26:3-4. Stacy did not want that time with her mother to pass too quickly. It was already 1:30 p.m., but she wanted to hear the rest of this romantic story. "You know, sharing this with you actually makes me feel better," Mrs. Wilmington said. "I feel so young again. I wish you and Dad didn't have these disagreements. Well, finish telling me part two. How soon before you both got married?" Stacy asked eagerly. "Things began to happen so fast. He lived with his grandmother. She practically raised him. He never knew his father. His mother died when he was 5 years old. Anyway, he had rented an apartment before he asked me to marry him. Within 2 months we were married. Wow, talk about fast. Yes, he had it all planned. He had a job already and had saved up his money, rented the apartment in the next city, and made plans to sell his grandmother's house so she could move in with us. I did not have to do anything." Sister Wilmington's voice rang with joy. "That's cool. Was it a big wedding?" "Not that big, but big enough. Grandma and Grandpa came, a few college friends, and a few people from the church, some friends from his job, and a few of my friends. It was a glorious day." "So you all dated for almost 2 years?" Stacy said, putting an emphasis on the two. "Yes, almost 2 years. We've laughed with each other, had our disagreements, had our debates, but it's been good." "Mom, did you and Dad kiss before you got married?" "Yes, we exchanged a few pecks here and there." "Did you all ever, you know, get intimate?" "You know, I can honestly say no, we did not. But we almost did. We talked about it, and neither of us wanted that to happen. We made a pact to maintain that level of respect for each other. Besides," said Sister Wilmington with a laugh, "your grandparents would kill me if I did." "I sure hope I can wait, if I ever find a boy interested in me." "Oh, don't you worry about that. I was in my third year in college before your father and I started talking. You have a long ways to go. What you need to do is focus on your studies, get your degree, and get yourself set up financially before you even start thinking about anything like that. And don't you worry, there's someone out there for you. He just hasn't found you yet." After a moment's silence, her mother said, "You'd better hurry if you're going to make it to Monica's on time. We'll have more time for such talks. And while you're there, I'll get busy preparing something for tomorrow. I'll probably fix a roast with potatoes." Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with your life. He gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. except the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that He wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask Him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." May God bless you until next time.